The following program is rated U for universal audiences and is considered suitable for listeners of all ages.
This is a presentation of Dream Realm Enterprises, where dreams become reality.
Robots of the Company!
You are listening to Robots of the Company, episode number 99, Empire of the Zants, written by Jonathan Patrick Russell.
Oh boy.
Captain's log. This is Putch McNuttich, in charge of the space shuttle, the Victor Niles. We've now been lost in space for a few months. We've no idea where we are or how far into deep space we've traveled. We just know that we're lost and trying to find some way back to our home solar system and the Camden Park station where we work. I make our chances, slim to none, especially with this motley crew. Oh boy.
Sensors detect a strange alien craft ahead of us, Captain.
How far ahead, computer?
Not too far, sir. Just up yonder.
Is up yonder a technical term, computer? Because I was hoping you'd give me a specific distance and tell me precisely how far ahead this spacecraft might be.
It's, several billion centimeters away, sir. Is that precise enough for you, Captain?
No. No, it isn't, computer. I expect a bit better out of my shipboard computer than vague guesses.
I wouldn't exactly call them vague, Captain. Nor would I call them guesses. I prefer the term guesstimations.
You would, computer. Personally, I hate the term. But just give me some tangible information.
It's getting closer. Does that help?
Oh, for the love of... Never mind, computer. Just put it on the main view screen.
Consider it done, me bucko! Now, if you'll excuse me, I need a bit of a lie down. My processors feel overrun.
Computer, you are simply a program within a mainframe. You can't physically lie down.
I was speaking metaphorically, sir! Well, now I have a splitting headache. Thanks a lot, lovey!
Why do I never have any luck with computers? I don't ask for much, but just once. I'd like to have one that isn't either bored out of its mind or two apples short of a dozen. Frenchie, do you know how far we are away from that approaching ship?
Looks like it's pretty close, Captain. I'd say 2 kilometers at best and closing.
See? Now that's an informed response. Thank you, Frenchie.
No problem, Cap. I'm here for you, always.
Thanks. Now, any idea what that ship is?
Considering we're in an unknown part of the galaxy, which could be populated by billions of undiscovered life forms, it could be anything, Captain.
That ship is certainly of a weird design. Never seen anything like it.
Captain, the alien ship is firing on us!
What the what? But we haven't done anything!
Brace for impact.
Red alert! Yeah, red alert, that's what I mean, red alert! Damage report?
We sustained negligible damage, Captain. It seems it was a low-level blast. Either that, or the buggers are completely inept at space battles. I'd say it's the latter. The only thing they managed to take out was the red alert alarm thingy. You know, the thing that makes the sound.
I get it. And we can't assume anything at this stage, Ploppy. Have we got any way to defend ourselves, apart from sticking our heads between our knees and chanting, that is?
This ship is equipped with neutron blasters, Captain. The latest state-of-the-art space weaponry, sir.
So, what's the catch?
The catch, sir? What do you mean?
I mean, we're the robots of the company. Nothing ever goes as planned for us. There's always some sort of catch. We may have the latest state-of-the-art weapon system, but what's the catch? What can go wrong?
Nothing can go wrong, sir.
I'll believe that when I see it. Plubby, return fire.
Aye, Captain. Returning fire.
Direct hit, Captain.
Good shooting, Ploppy.
Enemy ship has taken heavy damage, Captain. You want me to deliver the killing blow?
Not necessary, Ploppy. And don't be so bloodthirsty. We're bots, not assassins.
Forgive me, Captain, but why can't we be both?
Because, well, we just can't, that's all. Look, open up a channel. I want to talk to these guys.
And if they surrender, can I deliver the death blow then?
You want to kill them if they surrender?
Too right, Captain. Death's too good for them.
We don't even know who or what they are yet.
My motto is shoot first and ask questions afterward.
That's a terrible motto, Ploppy. No, let's ask questions first, then find out who we're dealing with. We don't want to start a war. It may be in our best interest to make friends instead.
Oh, well, it's your funeral. Channel open, sir.
Right. Alien ship, this is Captain Putch McNuttage of the space shuttle, the Victor Niles. Why have you fired upon us?
This is Captain Hadsome of the Zant attack cruiser, the Death Hammer. You are trespassing in the region of space controlled and owned by the Zant Insect Empire. That is an act of total war. Prepare to die, scum.
See, we should have gone for the death blow.
Hush, Ploppy. Let me handle this. Look, first of all, it's an act of war to just enter your region of space. Don't you think that's a bit harsh?
No.
Oh. Well, secondly, we had no idea we were trespassing in your region of space. In fact, we had no idea that space could be owned by anyone. We're a small ship of robots lost from our own solar system. We have no idea where we are or how we got here. We're just trying to find our way home. We don't want to be a problem to anybody. Honestly, we're very sorry to have accidentally trespassed into your space.
Too late. You're here. So that makes you a problem. All invaders into Zant space are instantly considered enemies of the Zant Empire and therefore subject to destruction. Especially weak, apologetic invaders like you. And furthermore, clearly your robots... we hate robots. Prepare to be wiped out.
Look, all we want is to find our way home. We don't want any trouble. We'll just be on our way in peace.
You mean in pieces? We will destroy your pathetic little ship. Prepare to die, mechanoid scum.
May I have your permission to handle this, Captain?
Sure, Frenchie. I guess so. Give it your best shot.
Thank you, sir. Zant vessel, now listen up. This is First Officer Frenchie Metro speaking. Our sensors indicate that your ship was crippled by our neutron blasters. That includes your pathetic weaponry. You honestly couldn't hurt a flea at this point. So, I suggest you stand down from your pompous posturing and acknowledge that we have the superior ship in this case. So, take my advice, boys. Stand down.
What did you just say to me? I don't think you understand who you are dealing with. My name is feared throughout the 10 solar systems of the Zant Empire. I will not be talked to like this, so refrain from being insulting or face the consequences, the terrible consequences.
Do you believe this guy? Just wait till I get done with him.
That's enough, Frenchie. We're trying to make peace with these guys, not get into a galactic space war. Just let me handle it from here.
As you say, Captain. Apologies.
Captain... Handsome, was it?
Yeah, close enough.
Captain Putch here again. Sorry about that. My first officer got a bit carried away, so, we'll just be on our way, if you don't mind. Again, sorry for trespassing. We won't let it happen again. See ya. Frenchie, get us out of here as fast as you can.
Aye, aye, Captain.
You are mechanoids, and we Zants hate mechanoids and all inferior species. You have invaded our space, and now you will be conquered and destroyed in that order. Do you understand me? Conquered and destroyed. In fact, you'd be well advised to surrender now, or else...
Or else what? I mean, if you're going to destroy us, which, as we've already clarified, you can't do anyway, your threats are kind of empty. You'd have to agree to that, huh?
Empty? How insulting. Of course we're going to destroy you, but to make it easy on us, you should surrender now. It's the only sensible thing to do.
We'll pass, thanks. We'll just be on our way.
You can't escape us.
Your ship is dead in space. We can easily escape.
That's an oxymoron.
I don't think it is.
Then you are a moron, you moron.
Well, we could sit here and you could insult me to death. Or we could be on our way and call it quits. I vote for the latter. See ya.
There is no escape for you, robotic scum.
Look, I'm not going to argue with you. We can escape. And furthermore, we're going to. Goodbye now.
Don't be so sure.
Whatever you say, Captain Handsome. Frenchie, like I said, get us out of here.
Aye, Captain. I'm punching it now, sir.
What's happened, Percy? And what did he call me?
The bots are escaping, Captain. They fired up their engines and are flying away. And he called you Captain Handsome instead of Captain Handsome. I mean, it's an easy mistake to make, sir.
Is it? Oh, well, you know, I kind of like that. No one has ever called me Handsome before. Not even my own mother. Plus, don't they know that no one ever escapes Captain Handsome of the Death Hammer?
But they have managed to escape, Captain. There was nothing we could do to stop them as their superior weaponry disabled our engines and somehow shut down our weapon systems.
Oh, Roger.
Captain, who is Roger?
I've no idea, Percy. Why do you ask?
Never mind, sir. Now, what are you going to say to the Queen when she hears that you've allowed those mechanoid invaders to escape,
How long will repairs to our engines take?
According to our engineering department, approximately 7 space hours, Captain.
Are space hours shorter or longer than Zantian planetary hours?
About 1/3 as long as Zantian planetary hours, Captain.
Is that good or bad?
It depends why you're asking, sir.
I was never very good at math, you know. Let me see. Carry the 1... and the 2 square root of the...
What exactly are you doing, Captain?
Just never mind, Percy. I'm taking it as good.
Whatever you say, sir.
Well, anyway, by the time we get the repairs done and return to our home planet, I'm sure I'll have thought of some clever excuse, but mark my words, we'll eventually catch up to those robots, and when we do...
What, sir? What will happen when we catch up to them?
They'll rue the day they crossed paths with Captain Handsome of the Death Hammer. That's what'll happen, Percy. Mark my words.
You just did it yourself, sir.
What did I do, Percy?
You referred to yourself as Captain Handsome. See? Easy mistake to make.
Did you ever stop to think that I did it on purpose, Percy?
No, sir.
Well, I did.
Of course you did, sir. Of course you did.
That was a close call. How did we manage to get out of that one unscathed?
Why not ask the Oracle?
That stupid thing?
Better than asking the computer, right?
You have a point, Ploppy. Oracle, how did we manage to escape those insect creatures unscathed?
Side point to yes.
I didn't ask if we escaped those insect creatures. I asked how, Oracle.
Better not tell you now.
Oh, forget it.
My sources say no.
I think I hate that thing.
I think I'll put the ship on autopilot and go down and check on the passengers and crew, Captain. If you're okay with that.
Sure thing, Frenchie. Probably a good idea. Every bot is probably scared out of their minds after the little space battle we just experienced.
Without a doubt.
Oh, shut up, Oracle. I wasn't even talking to you.
Ask again later.
Frenchie, when we get home, if we ever get home, remind me to tell Harmony to never get me another gift, no matter the occasion.
Aye, aye, Captain. Is everyone okay down here?
Lovely is shaken out of her lovely's boots. What just happened?
Yeah, we almost died, didn't we? Tell the truth, Frenchie. You guys almost got me killed again, didn't you?
Again? I have no idea what you mean, Popsicle.
Despite what Popsicle is trying to say, it sounded like your guys got us into a scrape back there. Am I right?
Yes! Lovely hates scrapes. And Lovely thinks you should own up, Mr. Frenchies.
Oh, leave him alone, you guys. I'm sure Frenchie had nothing to do with it.
Yeah, Frenchie was probably the one who saved all our lives. Tell them, Frenchie.
Oh boy, you girls are pathetic, you know that?
Shush, GD. Go on, Frenchie, tell us what happened.
Well, we ran into this strange insect species called the Zant, who want to destroy us all for wandering into their region of space, and for apparently simply being robotic life forms.
Zant? You mean like BJ Zant?
Oh, that's probably just a coincidence. I'm sure there's absolutely no connection whatsoever to our boss and these insectoids.
I don't know. I mean, I don't believe in coincidences. That's awful strange, if you ask me.
Hey, Lovely. What's a coincidence?
Oh, you know, it's like when two things happen and they're similar to one another.
I don't get it.
You know, like that time Lovely drank that lavender oil cocktail, and GD also drank lavender oil cocktail on the same day. It wasn't planned, but oh, we laughing.
I still don't get it. What are we talking about?
Never mind, kid. Listen, you guys, doesn't it strike you as odd that we'd be sent on this test mission by BJ Zant, only to end up in a strange part of the galaxy where we encounter weird insect creatures who just happen to also call themselves Zant?
I see what you're saying, GD, but the odds are 3 trillion to 1 against that even being a possibility. No. I'm certain it's all just an amazing 1 in a trillion coincidence. Probably.
You don't really know, do you, Dr. Diesel?
Hey, GD. Are you questioning Dr. Diesel's intellect?
Yes, as a matter of fact, I am. Now, what are you going to do about it, Dr. Diesel? In my eyes, you have a lot to prove.
I do? Well then, I'm going to do nothing at all about it. I mean, the proof is in the pudding.
Nonsense. But whatever. Look, you guys, clearly this means something. I tell you, we're here for a reason. BJ had a plan. And we're the guinea pigs.
Hey, don't sweat it, pal. Even if that were true, you can depend on old Frenchie to keep us flying straight and out of trouble. I guarantee it. I better get back to the bridge now. You guys just relax. It'll be smooth sailing from here. Take it from me.
Smooth sailing? Do you believe the ego of that guy?
He's certainly full of himself.
Yeah, I really like him. Frenchie is the best.
The best? At what? Nothing, I'll wager. That guy is all talk, if you ask me.
And he's probably gonna get us all killed. Mark my words.
Oh, you guys. You don't know what you're talking about. We can trust Frenchie. He knows exactly what he's doing, I'm sure.
And how do you know that exactly?
Well, just look at him.
And?
Tell him, Squeak. You understand, don't you?
Betty is right. He's just dishy.
What does that have to do with anything?
It's just... he's just... oh... you just wouldn't understand, GD. You'd have to be a fembot.
What the heck has that got to do with it?
Well, fembots have women's intuition, don't we, Dr. Betty?
Yeah, we do. Frenchie is obviously trustworthy. Take it from a couple of gals.
Oh, sure. You girls swoon over him, so he must be trustworthy. I bet he didn't even have anything to do with saving us from those insectoids.
Oh, you're just jealous, GD.
Jealous? Me? Don't make me laugh. I'm laughing anyway. How ludicrous. Have you ever heard anything so ludicrous in all your life, Popsicle?
Yeah, tell me about it. Right, Briscoe?
Hey, Lovely? What does ludicrous mean?
Lovely thinks it's kind of chewy candy.
No, you're thinking of licorice.
Ew, I hate licorice.
Ugh, you guys are hopeless. Which means it'll be up to me to save all our butts before this is over with. As usual. Mark my words.
Well, I say it'll be Frenchie who saves the day. He's just so dreamy. And I bet he and I will fall madly in love and live happily ever after.
Not a chance, Toots. Frenchie and I are destined to be together.
Over my dead bot body.
You really want to go there?
Calm down, ladies. No need to get too crazy.
Yeah, there's enough crazy to go around on this tub as it is. Just relax and let fate decide.
I can live with that, because fate is on my side. You'll see.
Oh, you bet we'll see. We'll see that fate will choose me.
Uh-uh. Forget it.
We need to ask Putch's oracle device. Then we'll know for sure.
Hey, you know, that's not a bad idea. I wonder if he'll let us borrow it.
No, brother. Come on, you guys. This is already getting so old.
I think you're just jealous, GD.
What? Don't be ludicrous.
Hey, Lovely. What is ludicrous?
Lovely thinks he was a rapper from ancient times.
Oh, okay. Now I'm really confused.
One day later, on the planet of the insectoids...
Captain Hadsome of the Imperial attack cruiser, the Deathhammer, has finally returned from their patrol mission on the outer edge of Zant space with a report for Queen Letitia.
Bring Captain Hadsome before us, Chancellor Borum.
Bring Captain Hadsome and his first officer Percy into the throne room. Well, what have you got to say for yourself, Captain?
I'll ask the questions, Chancellor Borum.
Of course, my queen. Forgive me.
So, what do you have to say for yourself, Captain?
Well, I think I look rather dashing today. Wouldn't you agree, Your Royal Highness?
That may be so, in your own deluded head. But that is not what I meant, Captain. It is our understanding that you allowed a ship full of mechanoid beings to defeat you in battle and escape yesterday. What have you to say about that?
Oh, that! Well, that was an overkill.
An overkill? In what way was it an overkill, Captain Hadsome? Seemed more like an underkill, if you ask me.
I'm sorry, Your Highness, but I think you will find that Captain Hadsome meant oversight. Yes, it was an oversight.
I see. Captain Hadsome, give me one good reason I shouldn't have you and your entire crew killed for failing in your mission to eradicate all robotic life forms you come across.
Because, Queen, no one escapes Captain Hadsome and lives.
But those bots did escape. And they are still very much alive, according to reports. So you failed, Captain. You failed miserably. And we don't reward failure, do we, Chancellor Borum?
Oh no, we certainly do not, my queen.
Then what are we to do?
I suggest we burn Captain Hadsome at the stake, O High One.
Might I suggest an alternative, Your Highness?
This is highly irregular.
I'll hear him out. Go on, little First Officer.
With apologies, I am rather sensitive about my height, my queen.
Then I will have you killed.
On second thought, you're perfectly right. I'm just a little shorty. Your point is taken, Your Highness.
Then get on with your suggestion, shorty.
As you command, my queen. Might I suggest taking pity on Captain Hadsom and the crew of the Death Hammer, and allow us to go back out after the offending mechanoids and make it a right?
But you've already made it so wrong.
If we destroy the invading mechanoids, that will make it right, Your Highness. And it will allow you and all of Xanthkind to see face.
I think I like this little fellow after all. Very well. Your first officer has saved your life. For now, Captain Hadsom. We will allow you and the Death Hammer to return to space and hunt down these mechanoids to destroy them utterly. However, if you fail me again...
Yes, Your Highness?
Then it will be off with your head. Do I make myself clear?
As clear as Christmas, Your Highness. Not to worry, for Captain Hadsom will rid all of space and time of any and all mechanoid creatures. That is my solemn oath.
He means oath, Your Highness.
Then you are dismissed. Do not come back until you've fulfilled your oath to me, Captain Hadsom. Lay waste to those robots.
Come, Percy, we must away.
We must. What?
I mean, we must be off on our mission of conquest.
Oh, I see, sir. All right, then, let's go.
That is what I said. Come, Percy.
As you command, Captain.
Captain Patch, we seem to be picking up a distress signal.
Really? Someone is in distress.
That's what a distress signal signifies, sir. Should I put it over comms so you can hear it for yourself?
Sure, why not? I don't know what possible service we could be to anyone out here in this strange part of the galaxy, but it won't hurt to try. Put it through, Ploppy.
As you wish, Captain.
Mayday, Mayday. Chongo need help. If anybody hears this, please help Chongo. Chongo, Chongo, Chongo!
I don't believe it. That's Chongo. He and Derek were lost years ago. We always wondered what happened to them.
Well, whoever that is, it seems we found them, sir. What shall we do?
Set a course for that radio signal, Ploppy. We're going to rescue them.
Aye, aye, Captain.
You have been listening to Robots of the Company, episode number 99, Empire of the Xanths, which was written by Jonathan Patrick Russell, and which starred, in order of appearance, Joe J. Thomas as Putch, David Ault as The Computer, Ted Wenskus as Frenchy, Shane Harris as Ploppy, Jerry Kokich as Captain Hadsom, Derek Bowley as Percy, Steve Anderson as The Oracle, Joe J. Thomas as Lovely, Daryl Looney as Popsicle, Sally Wiggett as Squeak, Deborah Adams as Dr. Betty, Ellie Hirschman as G.D., Kyle Boers as Briscoe, Paul R. Beesey as Dr. Diesel, Jonathan Patrick Russell as the narrator, Pete Lutz as Chancellor Borum, Julia Eve as Queen Letitia, and Jonathan Patrick Russell as Chongo, right at the end there. The Robots of the Company theme tune was composed and performed by Sarah Finn. The incidental music provided for this episode was provided by Daryl Looney. The post-production editor was Maria Mazur. The sound designer, script editor, producer, and director was Jonathan Patrick Russell. The series Robots of the Company was created by Jonathan Patrick Russell, and the copyright is held by Dream Realm Enterprises. Any rebroadcast or reproduction of this program without the express written permission of Dream Realm Enterprises is strictly prohibited, yada yada yada. You know the drill. Thank you for listening. We invite you to visit us on the web at dreamrealmsite.com. And if you'd like to email us for any reason at all, you may do so at darkvoting1@yahoo.com. That's the email address. Send away. We were being threatened by weird insect creatures during the making of this audiogram. No, really, we were. The Robots of the Company will return soon with our big 100th episode, can you believe it, entitled The Cascade of Reality. And boy, will it be a hugie. Keep a listen out for that one, because trust me, you won't want to miss it. So until then, this is the Creditor, as always, asking you to please stay tuned.
Oh boy, oh boy.
Robots of the company, it's in the program.
This program is copyright 2023, all rights reserved, and is brought to you by Dream Realm Enterprises. Always warping to new dimensions.